What is up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 189 of Strong the Iron Will Way. It is Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, and my parents are in town. Was getting ready to go see them. Kristen was over at the gym, and I was hustling to get the kids ready and meet my parents by 9:30. Now, notice I mentioned it was 10:15. On a Sunday. So I'm already not with my parents, so you can see I'm 45 minutes behind schedule. So what happened, and what does this have to do with anything that I could possibly be podcasting about? Well, at about 9:20, my daughter said, "Hey, Curtis pooped downstairs." So I'm like, "What?" So that's my dog. Apparently he shit in the basement, which is something that dogs do occasionally, fortunately very rarely. So I go down there. This fucking guy has shit everywhere. Not just pooped. He has made a mess in like four different places, on a giant stuffed animal, on half of John's Legos, all over the floor. Messy, gnarly shit. It took me like literally half a roll of paper towels to clean up. Getting it all over my hands in the process. I'm cursing out my dog to myself this whole time, and I'm thinking, I hate dogs. Like, I don't want to have a dog. I hate this shit. I hate cleaning up his shit when we go for walks. I hate this even more. This is enough for me to say, I'm bringing him somewhere now and someone can take him. Who wants a dog? Now, by the way, I'm not serious about any of that, but at the moment, that's how I feel. I want to get rid of this fucking dog. I don't know why. We have a dog. I don't know why humans have dogs, because this is fucking crap. Literally. So I spend the next 40 minutes hating my dog, hating my life, trying to clean this up. Kids are losing their mind. I'm late to go see my parents. Kristen comes home to literally a shit show. So it's just a mess. And I'm sitting here thinking seriously about, like, this is why having a dog blows. Now, it's 20 minutes since I got shit off my hands, and I'm feeling a little bit more calm. And in an hour from now, I'll probably like my dog again. But my whole point was, of course this happens. This is part of having a formerly wild animal live in your house, right? And there's a lot of upsides to having a dog, right? So we have our whatever it is, whatever the upsides that people find in having a dog. Clearly a lot of people like it because a lot of people do it. And contrary to how I feel right now, I like it too, right? We like the affection, we like the companionship, we know that they'll protect us and do anything for us, so 90% of the interactions are positive, and 10% of the interactions are cleaning up shit off a floor and being late to where you have to be and having a shit-stained, smelly rug. So my whole point, though, was this is life, this is training, this is everything, right? For me to expect to have a pet and roll through, you know, 10 years of him living with us and not have him shit on the carpet or have to clean up his poop outside or have him get sick and throw up or have him inconvenience me in some way is completely unrealistic. So I should just accept the fact that this is what comes with the territory, right? If I'm going to enjoy the benefits of having a dog, I'm going to have to accept some of the downside to having the dog. Now, hopefully there's going to be more upside than downside. If there wasn't, maybe there's something to reconsider. But I think this happens in training a lot. You know, if you're going to be training hard and getting some of the benefits, there's going to be some downside to it. You know, you're going to sacrifice some social life. You're going to be tired sometimes because you get up early to train. You're going to get injured occasionally, and that's going to suck. And you're going to be out of commission for maybe 2 months, right? But think about it, if you weren't training, you'd be out of commission all the time, right? When you're people that don't exercise and work out, you know, so many people come to us with back pain and then it is alleviated once they get stronger. And then they miss a month because they've been traveling and sitting down in a car for 2 months and their back hurts again. So, you know, if you get hurt, I mean, ideally we're going to not get hurt, right? And I think most people don't get hurt, but occasionally you get hurt. But if you get hurt and that's, you know, 5% of the time that you've spent training, that's still better than not training. You know, if you're sore, or if, again, if you're missing out on social events, or you're missing out on, you know, Netflix series because you're getting up earlier, going to the gym late, whatever, it's worth it, right? There's always going to be a price to pay for whatever you're doing. And I think when people are, you know, a lot of people ask me questions about, you know, their small businesses or starting their businesses and some of the, you know, things we run into there, and they're very similar to, you know, working out and life in general. And I think the other thing there is also to anticipate or expect that you're going to have problems and pitfalls and, you know, the business equivalent of the dog shitting all over the carpet. And that's not meant to tell you to get rid of your dog. That's not meant to tell you to get rid of your business. It's just part of having a business, part of having being an athlete. So there's going to be these pitfalls that come with it. And sometimes I even think about, you know, if we went back a couple thousand years to primitive man, and I'm sure primitive man in his daily life and search for food and shelter ran into lots of challenges and problems, and that's just part of life. So I don't know, today I thought was just a good reminder to me that you know, I'm sorry to make all these bad jokes, but they just seem to be falling into place. But shit happens, right? Shit happens in our life and in our quest for happiness and fitness and all that good stuff. And a big part of it is accepting it, expecting it, not getting thrown off course when it happens, and just keep moving forward. So here's to every day that a dog doesn't shit on your carpet. See you guys.